Rudy Johnson is from the Māori Dental Association, Tau Marama. Now, a few years ago, a new law took the responsibility for decisions around fluoridating away from local councils and gave it to the Ministry of Health. And in 2022, 14 councils around the country were ordered to fluoridate their water supplies. The Far North District councillors have just voted to delay adding fluoride to their town water supplies for 2 more years. And several other councils also have extensions. Rudy Johnson is kindly with us, recorded on that front. Rudy, tenakwe ko Dale tene.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks. Hey, fluoridation. A lot of people are a bit sort of up in the air about it, undecided. From a dentist's perspective, though, how important?
It's pretty important to us. I mean, we see kids, adults every day who've got lots of tooth decay, dental caries, and water fluoridation is one of those things that we can have on hand, on tap, to help reduce that amount of tooth decay in our whānau, in our communities.
Well, you've no doubt monitored this over the years too, Rudy. Why do you think so many communities are perhaps ambivalent or even against the idea of fluoridating the town water supplies?
Yeah, to be honest, though, I think it's more just a small group in communities that have a big voice about water fluoridation. To me, I'm pretty disappointed to hear of these councils delaying water fluoridation for their communities. It's an awesome benefit. Low cost has, good effects for whānau. And in the long term, it reduces the health burden, the health dollar. It's so disappointed that they're taking this stance, because the decision's been, as you say, moved from the councils to the Director General of Health, which is the right place for it. So the councils don't need to make that decision. All they need to do is support their communities by adding and topping up fluoride in the water. Because fluoride's naturally occurring in the water, it's just topping it up to a certain level that has oral health benefits.
I wonder if it's the same people who weren't convinced that the COVID vaccine was the way to go as well. Sort of an anti-vax type of person might say, oh, well, I just want clean drinking water, thanks very much, keep the fluoride out.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but possibly. But it's definitely a voice that is small, but has a bit, they have a lot of people behind it. Probably people of means who are able to make decisions for themselves, but are putting those decisions or making those decisions for a big group of people, which is quite disappointing.
Well, we're Māori, so this question doesn't sound strange to us, but to others it might. Rudy, the response, or your response to concerns that fluoride impacts the mana and modi of water.
Yeah, I guess I've been mulling over this, and the modi and the mana of water is, it's so important. I guess for us as Māori, when we have special practices, special things we do, and it involves water, we have places where we go to get that water. But when we're looking at the health benefits of water and topping up or adding things to that water that gives such great benefits, like better oral health to our whānau, to our communities, then it's a win-win.
Okay, so you'd like to see these councils get better informed about the positive aspects of fluoridating the town water supplies rather than stalling their decision making?
Well, I guess now it's up to the Director General, because there's a legal process, so I understand, that's in place, that she has to make that decision so that she can direct councils in the way of making decisions for them to add fluoride to their water. And I understand that some of these councils already have these things in place, the things in place in their systems to be able to add water fluoride, to add fluoride to their water anyway. It's not a hard decision. They get funding from the Ministry of Health to put this in place. It's just a decision that they have to make. But I understand that there is a legal process that the Director General of Health has to work through as well. So that's why she's granted some councils a bit of an extension.
Tēnā koe, as the Māori Dental Association, Tau Marama, made a public statement regarding fluoridation of water supply?
100% support it. Yep, anything that benefits our whānau and our communities, which water fluoridation does, we're going to support it, 100%.
Ka pai, Rudy. Good talking with you. What about the state of our people's teeth? It's an issue, and we've noted that while kids get free access to dental care up to 18, a lot of our young parents don't go to the dentist, and then in their 40s, real problems start emerging. What would you say of Māori adult issues around dental health?
Your poor oral health for Māori adults is an issue that's not going away. And there are underlying social issues involved. So there's poverty, there's inadequate access, especially if whānau are living in rural communities that don't have access. You know, they don't have a dentist in their community. So all massive things that we need to work through and try and help improve, because that's not going to, that needs to be done to improve or help improve oral health for our Māori, for our communities. And the Māori Dental Association is a membership group that sits across members of our association sit across all parts of the oral health sector, from kaiāwhina to researchers to dentists to our dental and oral health therapists who see kids in the communities. So definitely something that we are concerned about, and we will advocate for good oral health for Māori across Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe. Where's your practice, Rudy?
Well, I work in Hauora Toa, Bay of Plenty, as a dentist in the community and also in the hospitals.
Tēnā koe. It's been neat to have recorded all with you. Thanks very much. Hope we can link arms again and have another recorded all down the track about these matters, because dental health is a hugely important kaupapa for overall Māori health, ne?
It is, yep, it is. And we need to get it right, because it's not getting any better. And we need to get our funding right and our, looking after our people and their oral health, because that has major impacts on their overall health and well-being.
It's been a pleasure having a cordial with you. Tuhine, kia ora rawa tuku.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Rudy. Rudy Johnson joining us there.